I built probably 10 apps that all failed.
Louis is a guy from Canada who spent years building apps that went nowhere until one day he decided to try something different.
Instead of just building another app, I studied TikTok.
Before writing a single line of code, he found a real problem thousands of people were talking about in plain sight. Then he simply started making content about it, and the rest is history. Immediately after building, it hit the top of the App Store, and in just one year, it made over $800,000.
From this video alone, we made 12.5K in sales in one day.
This story blew my mind, so I asked Louis to come onto the channel and break down exactly how he did it. In this video, we'll dive into how to find your idea by studying TikTok comments, the simple video he created that generated $12,500 in sales, and his step-by-step playbook on how to build apps if you were to start over today.
I launched this app 1 year ago as a side project, and it really changed my life.
This one is a good one. You cannot miss it. I'm Pat Walls, and this is Starter Story. All right, Louis, welcome to the channel. Tell me about who you are, what you built, and what's your story?
My name is Louis. I built a makeup app called Glow Up. I launched it 1 year ago as a side project. It makes around 15K per month right now, and it grew from 0 to 100K user in around 3 days and generated a total of 800K in revenue.
Okay, before we get into how you came up with the idea for this app, which I think is actually really, really interesting, I do want to understand what this app does. It's a makeup app. Can you explain it?
Yeah, so Glow Up is an app that lets you try makeup looks with AI. And the problem we solve is really to help women find the best makeup look for them without having to go and buy and try it on themselves. It's a mobile app, so iOS and Google Play. We do subscription model, so we do $9.99 per week, and then you get access to unlimited AI makeup looks. So our monthly revenue at the moment is $15,000 per month. We've got our total number of users around 2 million people. We get around 70,000 paying customers. One crazy thing is that we got to number one in lifestyle in the App Store and number four in the free mobile apps category.
Okay, I mean, that's insane. You had an app that's top of the App Store. Before we get into how you grew this thing and the idea and all that, I want to understand a little bit more about your background. How do you get to the point of building apps and having a top app in the App Store?
I did software engineering for around 2 years and just dropped out because really they were not teaching the right stuff. And then when I dropped out, I really just worked hard and focused on building mobile apps. My first one did no revenue at all, but I just continued building and building more apps. With that, I created like a portfolio of apps and then started working for startups. Kind of 2 years later, I kind of came back to building my own apps. And then 1 year ago, I started working on Glow Up, and now I'm building other apps and writing philosophy books on the side as well.
Okay, so one of the reasons why I want to bring you on the channel is how you found the idea for this, how you found the idea for an app that went almost number one in the App Store. Before this, you had built a bunch of apps and they got no users. What was different about this app and how you found this idea?
So my apps before were more for me. I just had an idea and was building them. And then once it was finished building, I would start marketing, but then I would get no views or no users. I would just go to the next ideas and it would be my kind of cycle. But for this one, me and my co-founder wanted to create a new app together, and we saw that the makeup niche was just super big. So we just kind of started looking at TikTok makeup videos and looking at the comment section. And with these comments, we kind of started doing content around this idea of like getting your makeup look and the products that you need. So we did content first, because for most of my other apps before, we were just building and building without showing to user what we had, and it always failed. This one, I really just wanted to be sure that we could market it, and it kind of just went viral. So we kind of knew that we had an idea that would work. So I kind of just built the app super quickly, super MVP style. And then it took like 3 days to get 100K user. So by looking at comment section, you really just feel what people are wanting, and you just try to come in and solve whatever they're asking for. And I think that is really the way we kind of got our success.
Okay, so finding ideas through TikTok and validating your idea through TikTok, then creating the content, then finally launching the app is genius. I also want to dive into the actual creating content side of things. Once you do sort of find that idea after doing research, what would be your playbook if you were starting over from scratch to start a TikTok account and start creating content that gets a lot of views?
So step one is we're just warming up a TikTok account in the USA. With a new iPhone, you just buy a US a SIM card. If you're in the US, you're okay. But if you're outside the US, you just put it in and then you buy a VPN that is in the US 24/7. And then you download TikTok, you create your account and you start watching videos in your niche. Scroll and like some videos, comment on things for 15 to 30 minutes per day. And it set up your algorithm to think you're not a bot and you're just someone normal. You do that for around 3 days. When you're looking for a niche, it's really good to look at hashtags. So for us, we kind of just look at the biggest hashtags on TikTok, and makeup was one of the biggest ones. So then we just kind of started looking inside that niche. So really, if you're thinking of a niche, just look at the hashtags of that niche, how many videos are posted, how many views they're getting, and this will show you if it's a door that is open for you to start posting content and get views from it. So step two is just start posting. Because you've looked at a lot of videos by warming up your account, try and replicate a trend that works well, put your app idea on it, and you do that at first just once a day, and you just wait to get the engagement in. And once you see traction after a couple of days, you can post as much as you can, 4 to 6 times a day. And the goal is really to find a trend that is easy to reproduce, faceless if you cannot do video yourself, and a way to kind of replicate it lots of times so you can post on a bunch of accounts and multiple times a day.
What Louis did in 1 year is impressive. He basically went from simple MVP to $800,000 in revenue. But when that revenue started coming in, something shifted. He realized that he had a real business on his hand. His app went from a simple side project to a real, actual, full-blown business. I've been there before, and while it's fun to build and ship, but once you start actually making money, you have to start thinking like a business owner. And that means tracking expenses, managing cash flow, and the dreaded taxes. This is all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes that builders don't think about until it's too late. And this is why we are partnering with Xero on this video. Xero is a cloud-based accounting platform that works for every type of small business. It handles bills and payments all in one place, so you can make sure your business runs smoothly. Xero automates your bookkeeping, so you can spend time doing what you love: building, shipping, and of course, marketing. And right now, you can get 90% off Xero for 6 months using the first link in the description. But if you want to get that, you got to click that and check it out. Thank you to Xero for partnering with Starter Story on this video. All right, let's get back to the interview.
So step three is adding an anchor link. When a video starts getting good views, let's say a couple of thousand or 100K, you can add a anchor link to the video, which is a download now button. So the user doesn't have to go to your bio and click on the link. It really just sees the video and sees the link, clicks on it, and it opens up the App Store page. Most of our downloads came from our anchor link, and it's really useful, but mostly when the video is going viral, if you put it under 1,000 views, it will just kill the video. Step four is just creating other accounts. So you do the same steps again. You can do 2 to 3 accounts on the same phone. If you want more, you just buy another phone and you do the same steps. The more video you post, the more money will come in. So at our peak, we had around 7 accounts posting 8 to 12 times a day. So that would be my playbook if I was to start again. I've seen that now UGC and influencer as well works very well. It's just, it costs a lot. If you have a bunch of money, I would say try UGC, try influencer. If you have no money, start content by yourself, post faceless or post UGC with yourself. That would be my playbook.
Thanks for sharing that playbook. That's amazing. I'd love if you could get even more specific and actually pull up one of your TikTok videos that went viral. Show me some of the numbers behind this video and why you think this thing worked and went viral.
For this example, we have this video that got us close to 48 million views with 2 million likes. And from this video alone, we made around 12.5K in sales in like 1 day with 60K downloads. So this video, I think, went viral because we tried to really push our engagement a lot. So what we did is in the comment section, you'll see a bunch of people sharing their code or asking for code, because in the app, we say to the user, if you invite 3 friends, you'll get a free makeup look. And user would see the video, then download the app, see that they can share the code, and just come back to the video, rewatch it, and share the code in the comments. That really exploded the engagement. And we added as well the anchor link, around 500K views, which made the downloading the app super easy. So the flow was just perfect for user to download the app, try it out, pay for it. And if they don't pay, they come back and they engage again with the post, which boosted.
Okay, we haven't really talked much about the actual app that you built. I'd love if you could show off the app, show off the onboarding, show what the app does, and just give us a quick demo. Could you do that?
So the app is Glow Up. It's just a app that lets you kind of try makeup on. So the onboarding is quite long. The goal is to kind of make the user feel it's personalized. So a couple of questions about sensitive skin, wrinkles, what makeup look you like, what's your skin tone. And these are all used to get the actual results. And then we do ask to leave a rating, a review. Usually they leave a 5-star review. So then the reviews gets pretty high in the app store. And then you get the results, which is you with the makeup. Again, I'm a guy, so the results is not the best. But then you get all the products that you can just buy and the makeup routine, how to put it on, that's kind of the app. So the app is subscription-based, so we do $9.99 per week or $39.99 per year for unlimited makeup look. And that's our only way of making money.
Thanks for showing that. Let's change topics a little bit. You built this app. What tech stack did you use to build it and what tools run this company?
So my favorite tech stack for MVP is Flutterflow. It's a Flutter-based low-code software that makes development super fast. It's kind of like Webflow. You just kind of drag and drop. It's very useful and makes development so much easier. For backend, I use Firebase, Google Cloud Functions for external APIs with Auth and database as well. For payment, I use Superwall. And for event tracking, I use Mixpanel.
And on a similar note, what are the costs to run a business like this? And what do the profit margins look like for an app like this?
Our profit margin are around 90%. It always depends on user usage. But if a user used the app, it means they paid. So it's kind of good in a way if you pay for software. But mostly like backend is like $1,000 a month. AI could be $500 a month. And marketing could be zero if you're posting or more if you're using a VA or if you're using a UGC or influencer.
Okay, well, thanks for sharing that, being transparent about all those numbers. Last question that I have for you that we ask everyone who comes onto the channel, if you could go back in time and stand on young Louis' shoulders, give him a piece of advice, or for anyone who's watching right now that wants to build apps like you and hit the top of the app store nearly, what would be your advice?
It would be to move first and adjust later. Never wait for the perfect time because there's no perfect time. So you just take action before you feel ready, to learn fast from your mistake, but from your success as well, and to just keep building and building. If you stay focused and you grind a lot, one day you'll wake up living the life you once dreamed about. My other piece of advice is that you can have your capitalistic endeavor in whatever niche. You don't have to be an expert. You don't have to know everything. You don't have to love the idea. And you still have to come back to your passion. Makeup is like not my passion. I don't know anything about it, but it's my capitalistic endeavor and it's lovely to make money out of it.
Great advice. Thank you, Louis, for coming on and sharing all this, being super transparent, open about everything you did. I think it's amazing. Congrats on your success and thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Building a successful app in 2025 is not about your tech stack or what tools you use. The secret, as you're seeing in this video right now, is content. TikTok content specifically, and I can prove it. This is the number one thing I've realized after interviewing hundreds of founders on this channel. If you can get this part right, everything else just works. So, knowing this, we decided to put together something special for you. A free course that goes over the 5 different TikTok playbooks behind 5 successful apps from founders we've interviewed right here on this channel. In each playbook, we'll go over how to find ideas, how to create content, and how to blow up anything that you create. This course is 100% free, so if you want to grab it and check it out, this is one that you cannot miss, and it will not be free forever. So if you are ready to get serious about content, TikTok, and understand how this thing really works, just click the link in the description to check it out. All right, guys, that's it for this episode. Thank you again for watching and showing up every week. I'll see you in the next one.